This is Golden Command, a Lord of the Rings universe fanfic, written by Ruby Nye and read by Rena Jenkins. This story contains the pairing Eowyn Faramir, with additional tags for post-Return of the King, pegging, married sex. This story is rated NC-17. Come to me, Eowyn commanded, and Faramir obeyed, every inch a soldier, even bare as he'd been born. More scarred than that, but so was she, her sword arm tucked tightly under the other to thaw it, as she stood waiting with her hair bound up, watching Faramir come to her. Today she would need all her strength. Today she could fill her eyes with her husband's beauty, their bedchamber awash in sunlight, and his eyes bright with love. The Prince and Lady of Ithilien filled many days to bursting with their duties, often meeting only in bed by candlelight. But this day belonged to Eowyn and Faramir from morning through the night. And how beautiful Faramir was in the sunlight, his hair threaded with glowing bronze around his face, in his beard and in little glitters along his limbs, his shoulders broad and unbowed, the ruddy arrow scar a badge of honor, the gentle upcurve of his lips as he held forth the little flask. Eowyn might have trembled before her husband's beauty, around the deep melting warmth flowing within her. Instead, she set her feet upon the floorboards, and her order, "Prepare me," rang as if across high battlements. Instead, she watched Faramir tremble, his smile broadening, his member rearing all untouched, so she had to clench her fist beneath her arm so as not to reach out for him. When he stood before her, slick fingers sliding over the smooth carven antler strap between her thighs, she unfolded her arms as if granting a great boon, laid her palms upon his chest, and her lips to his so calmly she did tremble under her own tight rein. Faramir smiled upon her and kissed her tenderly, holding nothing back, in loosing himself, loosing her. For uncounted sweet moments they stood together, joined in a deep and moving kiss, the heat rising between them, warmer than the sunlight pouring over them. So they stood, till Eowyn spread her fingers and pushed, till Faramir gave before her, stepping backwards to their bed. He lay back, eyes deep and shining, strong hands bracing her shoulders regardless of his slicked palms. And she leaned upon his strong arms as she slid her thighs between his, as he tightened his knees around her in twin encouraging nudges. She laughed and pressed her hand upon his hale shoulder and fitted her carven member to him as his eyes widened and his grin shone, spurring her on. Then she pressed within him, and he groaned, his back arching, his eyes rolling shut, so his lashes glinted in the sunlight. How beautiful he was! Eowyn could think of nothing else as she let her hips roll as in a steady ride, as she watched the pulse in the tender hollow of his throat, and the unguarded rapture upon his face, as she felt Faramir trembling as if around her flesh, his member hard and hot upon her belly. Eowyn, he sighed, low and deep, and she pressed down to kiss him, tasting his sweet moans as she rocked into him, as his slicked hands stroked down her back to cup her hips and pull her all the harder into her strokes. Faramir cried out openly to her, and Eowyn had sometimes teased, sometimes tantalized, but this time she gave him all he asked with all her strength, their flesh smacking at a gallop as she firmly curled her fingers around Faramir's prick and set herself to his pleasure with all her will. He screamed into her as his pleasure took him, and she moaned in answer, shuddering with him, wet down her thighs. How beautiful he was, clutching her so tightly, moaning with each joyful pulse. She rocked to stillness, his spend slippery between their chests, their hearts pounding in time. And Fatimir wound his arms about her and drew his knees up and held her whole and entire. Then he rolled, and they eased apart, and Eowyn let herself lie at ease in his arms, let him turn her, let him lay her upon her back and kiss her softly with still trembling lips. Her eyes lay closed, warm red glowing through her lids, as Faramir leaned over her, brushing his beard across her navel, so she convulsed and giggled, loosing the strap across her hips, and stroking the hot marks left behind with gentle broad fingers and soft flexing tongue. "What would you?" he asked, voice rough from his cries. And she shook her head upon the pillow and curved her hand to his face, leaving him the choice. He smiled beneath her hand, and kissed up over her ribs, stretching out alongside her, kissing her lips once again, as his broad fingers nimbly eased between her thighs, as he gathered her close with his other arm, his hand so lightly cradling her breast. Eowyn cast her arms about his neck and clung to him as time unraveled again, meaningless before the sweet dance of their mouths, the warm press of their bodies, the easy slide of his fingers stirring her to the heights of her own pleasure, cresting high once and again, melting all her sinews from steel to flowing wax. And then Eowyn lay in the circle of Faramir's arms, trading breaths as lips brushed lips, entirely unbound. At length, he loosed her hair, drawing the ribbon out and casting it away, sighing as he watched her locks spill out across the pillow, and she smiled to feel his joy in finding her fair. At length, she opened her eyes, and the sun lay behind Fatimir's shoulder, edging him all in burnished gold, and she had to kiss him once again. Soon they would rise, and bathe, and clean their tack, would dine and consider the day's business, Eowyn thought, making no moves as yet. Fatimir settled his hand upon her belly, and she hers over his heart, and they lay at ease a moment more in their pool of sunshine. The end.